It is just after 5:30 here on the Grapevine on CRCFM. And as usual at this time on Monday, we have our weekly career slot in association with Slea Nua Careers. And with me on the line now is Liam Horan, CEO of Slea Nua Careers. Liam, you're welcome to the programme and a happy new year, and thanks for joining us.
Same to you, Anne-Marie. Thank you.
Now, I have a question sent in from a listener, and it is addressing the whole issue of New Year's. And it says, maybe perhaps it's a New Year's thing, but I'm getting itchy feet in my sector, which is marketing. I'd like to look around at something else, but wouldn't even know where to begin. Any tips in relation to doing this? And that's sent in from a listener by email, and they just address themselves as DR.
Okay, well, I suppose, first of all, maybe it is a New Year thing. Maybe it's a great surge of excitement that people tend to feel this time of the year, a sense of, I can do anything I want, or I don't have to keep doing what I'm currently doing for the rest of my days. But maybe the itch is more real than that as well. So we'll treat it as if it is. So the first thing when you're trying to decide what career you're going to go into next is you must develop your own self-awareness. You must develop an understanding of your skills, your strengths, your interests, your behavioural characteristics. I'll come back to that in a moment. You know, all of that is kind of high-level stuff you must first of all look at. And the problem for a lot of people is when they start looking at that kind of thing and get some ideas, they very quickly start worrying about, oh, how can I do this? What will I do for the few months when I'm trying to make a transition? Will the mortgage get paid? Do I need to go back to college? And they get a bit panicky. And that's, in many cases, why people don't follow through the possibility of career change. So my first piece of advice to this listener would be, you know, look at your strengths, your characteristics, as I said, all that kind of thing, in a very independent way. Don't even apply it to new jobs yet. Don't worry about how you're going to do what you're going to do, but start identifying what you're going to do. And in practical terms, that's asking maybe a few friends to give 5 words to describe me. How would you describe my skills in terms of IT? How would you describe me in terms of being a people person? Just write out phrases like that, filling your own appraisal of them, and get friends to appraise as well. And very quickly, you'll see a pattern emerging. People tend to know other people quite well in terms of the higher level stuff. So that's the first thing I would say. The second thing that they can look at doing is a psychometric test, which tends to be a very short test. The one we use is 11 minutes long. It's done online, but it creates a huge base of awareness of the candidate or of the person in terms of how they're set up, working style, interacting with other people. Are they dominant? Are they more laid back? Are they people who are highly compliant in terms of doing the same thing every day to a high standard? Do they turn up every day, or are they more unreliable, perhaps very creative at another level? So all that will help this listener to create self-awareness, because that's where it all starts. And, you know, if they did nothing else bar that, that's a start. Because, as I said earlier, people tend to rush beyond that and get to the point of, oh, how can I do this? Oh, no, I'm not able to do it. It's too much hassle. I'll go broke while I'm doing it. So that's the first thing. Get to know what you're like, that, write it all down independently, and then the next steps come after that.
And you don't have to specifically be too specific at the beginning of such a transition, do you? To keep things general and broad is better.
Absolutely. You know, the longer you can stay within reason at that broad place, the practicalities of life will intrude. You don't need to worry about that. The mortgage will remind you it needs to be paid. You know, whoever is dependent on you, whatever the costs you have, whatever other realities you have in terms of location, all of that will intrude in its own good time. What you need to do is stay at a higher level, first of all, and, you know, look around there and try and create a profile of yourself, you know, and after a few weeks when you've identified all of those things. And actually, we would have a lot of resource material if people want to email me at liam.horan@sleanduacareers.com that will take people through this kind of questioning, self-analysis and analysis of them by other people. And when you've done that, then, you know, at that point, you can then start looking at careers. You'll say, okay, if somebody has these skills, where might where might these skills be suited? So let's just take somebody who's currently in marketing. Even though they mightn't be very happy in marketing, it's likely they have communication skills, probably are creative, likely that they have writing skills, they have ideas probably, probably are good with people, because these tend to be traits of somebody in marketing. So they would probably pop up in the assessment you do of yourself and in the assessment your friends who know you well do of you as well. And if they don't pop up, you're definitely in the wrong career. But other phrases will pop up as well. For example, somebody might pick up on the fact that you've got a high degree of empathy, and this might lead you down the road of counselling or working in an advice centre or something like that. So the people suggest to about you will open up a whole other road of possible careers. And I, even for now, I would say people just get into that self-analysis period phase first of all, and we could even talk about it in a few weeks' time, but, okay, you've done that, where do you go to next? You know, as I said, the real danger is people too quickly go to, oh, what's it going to be? So stand back, find out about yourself, ask people about yourself, and take it from there thereafter.
And just lastly, and maybe more in more general terms, is it a good time of year to perhaps go about this kind of career move or career change, or to be considering such a thing to do?
Well, I don't have statistics on it. My feeling on it is that it can be a very, the itch you feel, I tend to believe, it's just the way I look at these things, is that the itch you feel is generally a valid itch. You know what I mean? The uncertainty you feel, or the misgivings you have, or the wondering you have, tends to be reliable. And that around this time of the year, when people are more reflective, it comes to the fore, and maybe we bury it or suppress it more throughout the rest of the year. So I think stuff does come up this time of the year about your career. It's actually very interesting. I think people should ignore career uncertainty at their peril, because we spend short enough time on this world, and a lot of it in our workplace, that if at all possible, we should try and aim for a high level of career satisfaction. So, you know, I would take it seriously. And if it's still there in a few weeks after you've done the exercise I've talked about there, it's probably almost certain that you do want a career change.
Liam Horan, CEO of Slinua Careers, thanks a million for joining us for our weekly career slot. And if any listeners have any questions that they would like to send in to Liam for our career slot, feel free to do so. They can text us on 087 935 0043, call us directly on 094 902 5555, or email info@crcfm.ie. that's info@crcfm.ie, and we will address any queries or questions you may have in next week's career slot.